This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, October 14th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Sustainability Communities Leadership Summit moves to North Little Rock. The summit, now in its second year, will address sustainability as an economic development strategy. Plus, in honor of Family History Month, we learn how to conduct our own genealogical research. Also, a conversation with Hoyt Purvis, one of the authors of Voices of the Razorbacks. But first, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says he expects the number of state employees furloughed because of the federal government shutdown to rise to more than 1,400 people this week. Speaking to reporters Friday, Beebe vented frustration about Congress over the shutdown that so far has idled hundreds of state employees. He also tried to dispel any notion that the state was at fault in furloughing more employees.
The jobs that are being lost because they are sometimes state jobs, and certainly there are federal jobs, that are paid for with federal funds. It's the federal shutdown. It's Washington. If I can say it again, let me say it again. It's Washington that has caused this mess.
Last week, Beebe told state agency directors in a memo that any programs or employees dependent on federal funding are to be suspended until the end of the shutdown. A Democratic group is buying airtime on Arkansas TV stations, criticizing Republican Senate hopeful Tom Cotton over the federal government shutdown. Senate Majority Political Action Committee announced Friday it's spending $100,000 for the ads, calling Congressman Cotton reckless for supporting the push to tie spending bills to defunding the health care law. Meanwhile, Cotton's campaign is refusing calls by Senator Mark Pryor's campaign to stop airing an ad that a nonpartisan group says makes false claims. It's been airing for more than a week.
Mark Pryor cast the deciding vote to make you live under Obamacare. But Pryor votes himself and everyone in Congress special subsidies, so they're protected from Obamacare.
Pryor's campaign points out that it was actually Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska who filed the 60th vote, but the Cotton campaign counters that if Pryor hadn't supported it, the measure wouldn't have passed. And Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has more on the suggestion that Senator Pryor supported a subsidy for Congress to get an exemption to the health care law.
Pryor disputed this claim, says his vote was to allow an employer contribution, in this case from Congress, which currently subsidizes its employees' health insurance. Cotton says the law doesn't allow this contribution, so therefore Pryor's vote would have provided this special subsidy. PolitiFact, a fact-checking organization that's won a Pulitzer Prize for its reporting, rated Cotton's claim as false, which led for Pryor to call for the TV ad to be pulled down. Cotton's folks standing by their interpretation of the law and Pryor's actions and said that they'll continue to run this spot and will probably extend its placement.
Meaning the Cotton campaign will buy more ad time on broadcast and cable TV stations. Arkansas high school students are now expected to pass a semester-long course in economics. The new state mandate is a requirement for graduation. In order to help students meet course standards, a coalition of groups created an economics curriculum and training sessions for teachers in the state. Robert Hopkins is a regional executive at the Little Rock branch of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank. He says the Little Rock branch of the St. Louis Fed and the nonprofit Economics Arkansas crafted a free economics and personal finance course for educators.
We're not starting at ground zero in the state of Arkansas with regard to educators. There's been a lot of work that's been individually done by teachers at all levels, K-12 in the state of Arkansas, and we just hope that in fact we can over time make a difference in the economic lives of the citizens of Arkansas.
The new curriculum created for teachers adheres to Common Core state standards in math, English, language arts, and reading. The course also conforms to state and national standards for economics education. The results of a new poll by Talk Business Arkansas and Hendricks College show that two of next year's statewide races for political office are still tight. According to the poll of 603 likely Arkansas voters, Republican gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson holds a 37-41% lead over Democrat Mike Ross, while 22% of those polled were undecided. The poll, conducted October 8th, has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. That same poll puts Democratic Senator Mark Pryor at a 41-42% advantage over Republican challenger and 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton, while 17% of those polled were undecided on who they would vote for in the Senate race. Roadwork is bringing several lane closures to Northwest Arkansas today. According to the Arkansas Highway Department, lane closures in both northbound and southbound lanes will be necessary through Thursday as crews repaint pavement markings on Interstate 540 and Highway 71 in the Springdale and Bentonville areas. Lane closures can be expected between the Washington County line and County Road 40 within the work hours of 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Highway Department is also conducting routine maintenance to the driving surface of Highway 71 in Springdale between Randall Wobey Lane and Don Tyson Parkway, and similar maintenance is being conducted to Martin Luther King Boulevard between Government and South School Avenues in Fayetteville. Lane closures associated with those two maintenance projects can be expected during work hours of 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. through Thursday. University of Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long has been named the chair of the first college playoff committee. The committee will be in charge of selecting the four NCAA Division I teams to participate in a national championship tournament beginning in 2014. The rest of the committee members will be announced at a press conference later this week. Long has been the athletic director at Arkansas since 2008. In other Razorback news, the U of A volleyball team had another 1-1 weekend over the past 3 days. Arkansas hosted Alabama Friday night and lost in four sets, but in a road match yesterday at Tennessee, the Razorbacks won in four sets, making the team's record 12-6 on the season and 5-2 in conference play. And the Razorback soccer team was also on the road this weekend. Arkansas lost in overtime at Texas A&M with a final score of 4-3. Arkansas's fifth overtime match of the year puts the team at 9-5 overall and 2-4 in SEC play. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows around 64 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60-80% chance of showers and thunderstorms and temperatures falling to around 60 degrees by the evening. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from 43 in northwest Arkansas to 50 in the Arkansas River Valley.